previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
More jobs are being cut, this time by Glencore, which has started a retrenchment process at its ferrochrome joint venture. Glencore and partner Merafe Resources say the process will focus on two ferrochrome smelters near Rustenburg, which were shuttered in May. South Africa is the world's largest producer of chrome ore, but the domestic processing industry has been hammered in recent years by high electricity costs and fierce competition from China. Ferrochrome is used to manufacture stainless steel. Glencore has been trying to negotiate access to cheaper power from Eskom. Some 200 jobs are set to be affected. The Glencore announcement comes hard on the heels of confirmation from ArcelorMittal South Africa, AMSA, that it's pulling the plug on its long steel business after failing to find a long-term sustainable solution for its problems. This is despite a 1.68 billion rand government bailout via the Industrial Development Corporation earlier this year. AMSA points to long-standing structural problems, which it says remain largely unresolved. These are rising imports, limited tariff protection, very high electricity costs, and the worsening performance of the rail system. AMSA has started the process of laying off 3,500 workers, mainly in Newcastle and Funderbale Park. Two key indicators of business confidence are both down, and respondents to both surveys point to Trump's tariffs. First, the ABSA Purchasing Managers Index has slipped to 49.5 points in August, down from 50.8 in July. The July reading was the first time in 9 months the index had been in expansionary territory, i.e. above 50 index points. Commenting, ABSA says that both domestic and global demand remain under pressure. It notes that respondents refer to tariffs hurting exports. The second is the AgBiz Index, compiled by the IDC for the Agricultural Business Chamber. It came in at 63 points in the third quarter, down from 65 in the prior 3 months. The index measures sentiment among South African agricultural businesses. Most respondents highlighted the adverse effects of foot and mouth disease, with trade frictions with the US as their primary concern. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 just above flat. London's FTSE the same. No US closed for the Labor Day holiday. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong down 0.5%, Sydney down 0.1%. US dollar steady at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.63 to the dollar, 20.61 to the euro, 23.84 to sterling. Gold at 3,494, platinum 1,419, Bitcoin just under 110,500, and Brent crude oil just under $68.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.